Where is Katie Gwynn? Yes, ladies and gentlemen, absent again. Miss Gwynn is absent for another meeting on the 10-24-23. Now that's 8 or 10 meetings she's been absent out of the 22 or 23 meetings since she took office. She's missing the cell phone controversy, the Woodard Park controversy. Yet, what in the hell's going on? That's what we're going to cover today. The Liberty Report starts right now.
If a government claims a right, and then their claim is that they derive these rights from the people,
right?
Well, how can people give a group rights that they don't themselves have?
To steal from each other.
Right, if we can't tax people, like I can't tax you, where exactly does government derive this right from? Once you realize that the goal ought to be as voluntary a society as possible. Now, how exactly you achieve that, how far you can push that is debatable, but certainly that should be the goal. That if government is providing a service for you, well then why does it need to be provided by force?
Hello there, my fellow tax slaves. Jeff Maddox with the Kershaw County Liberty Report. And today we're covering the October 24, 2023 meeting of Kershaw County Council. Katie Gwynn's absent again. And as you can see, so is her name tag. And they're playing musical chairs all over again. Jimmy Jones is now in where Katie Gwynn was supposed to have been in the last meeting and the meeting before that. But normally that seat would be empty with Katie Gwynn on it. And then Jimmy moved all the way to the empty seat where Katie Gwynn should be. Her name tag isn't. But anyway, he was over on the far side the previous meeting. And Danny Cato was where Jimmy was before. So they keep playing musical chairs. And during the meeting, before any public comments, there always is somebody there to read the rules for the public comments. But today, in an interesting turn of events, with Jimmy Jones presiding over the meeting, Jimmy fails to have anybody read the public comment rules and goes right ahead, and there's a guy talking about speeding tickets. Well, as soon as he's done, Jimmy Jones says, "Oh, I forgot about the public comment thing, and Sammy Tucker, can you read, please, the public comment rules and regulations?" Yes, sir. Well, he reads that spiel, and if you hadn't heard that, you can go back any meeting and see all the public rules. But right after that, Sammy asks if he can read a letter from Madam Chair.
And now I have a letter from Madam Chair, if you allow me to read it.
Go right ahead.
The letter is from Madam Chair, Ms. Katie Gwynn. Good evening, Kershaw County citizens in person and on live stream. Thank you for attending tonight's council meeting. Over a month ago, I promised my son that I would take him to an out-of-town event. He has wanted to attend this event since last year. Considering the light agenda tonight, this position taking my full-time capacity and that the meeting is in capable hands, I decided I needed to honor my commitment to my young son this evening as I would expect any other person to do. I look forward to seeing council and all of you on November the 14th. Thank you for your continued support and love as our family has experienced many challenges this year. Please do not hesitate to call me. My phone is always on. Chairwoman Katie Gwin.
Ladies and gentlemen, have you ever heard that much babbling bullshit? I mean, really. Just a month ago, I promised my son, no, I promised him a year ago, but anyway, there's a blippy show, Now, ladies and gentlemen, 4 years old, she looks on the calendar and she says, well, on the 24th of October, we're looking at a month out. I know that the agenda's going to be light. Well, when did you know that was going to be light? Because the agenda is not set in stone until the Wednesday or Thursday before the meeting. So how did you know it was light 1 month ahead of time? Or did you know it was going to be light a few days before? When did you purchase your blippy tickets? When did you make your blippy reservations for the blippy hotel and the blippy thing? I'd like to see the receipts on that. And then she noticed that she pulls on the heartstrings. I promised my son, and I needed to honor that promise. And, you know, just like any good parent would do. Not teaching him personal responsibility, not being a grown-up and saying, you know, you have to prioritize, you have to say, this is more important than this and this and this. In an adult life, we have to manage things in importance. And if you're an elected official, that means that you are sacrificing some of this important things to place the public in front of that. That's what the public service means. But apparently Ms. Gwin has her priorities, her importance priorities, where she's letting a little kid dictate to her what's important and what's not important. I need to honor my kid's promise instead of the promise I made to the people. Well, then on the 26th, they have this big town hall down at the Revolutionary War Center in which the superstars, all the lady mayors and the school districts represented, and Lee Bones there, and Miss Katie Gwin. Well, what do you think is going to be the topic, the main topic, there in Camden? The parking lot fills up, and the main topic is, what the hell's the government done to us now? Electricity bills have skyrocketed. Water bills have skyrocketed. You don't know 1 month to the next what the hell the charge is going to be, because one day it'll be way up here and the next thing it'll be down here, but it's all wackety doodle and it's twice as much as we were paying several months ago. And that was what carried the day. So did Katie Gwin have to answer any questions? Did she have to really sit down and discuss anything? No. But she did show up. The queen showed up, y'all. And the peasants cheered. That's what happened. Had a cell phone. Well, the cell phone rezoning, because Derek Shoemake made the point, this is not about cell towers. This is not the subject before us. The subject before us is rezoning. And the rezoning, if we don't know anything about cell towers, but if cell towers, I don't think cell towers are bad, and I got kids going over there, and I don't want to harm the kids, but this is not the question. The question is, are we going to rezone this or not rezone this? And I support rezoning, because it's not about cell towers. But I look at the Cancer Institute. The Cancer Institute says cell towers are okay. There's no problem. But it ain't about cell towers. But it passed unanimously. And so that battle moves now to the school district. Is the school district worried about radiating kids and 5G and some of the controversy and some of the science that's rolling out? Hell no. Hell no. Trust the government. The government experts know the bestest. See, the FCC and FDA and all these people tell, they say it's safe here and here and over yonder. And they believe it. Why? Because they want to. They don't investigate enough diddly shit to do nothing. It's a cacistocracy. It's ruled by the worst of the worst. The worst, laziest, no good, pieces of crap, do-gooding, and self-interested, narcissistic, crazy people. That's what you got running your government. And that's where it ends up throughout history. And I was amazed at what people even, the amount of people at Kershaw County Council the other night just absolutely amazed me. You could have fit a busload of immigrants in that room comfortably, if you know what I mean. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to leave you with this Liberty Report with my comment at County Council. Time to get involved is now. These people are going to drive us into the poor farm and utopian, dystopian nightmare. Until next time, peace.
And state your, if you don't mind, Mr. Maddox, what's your reason for speaking?
Absence.
Go right ahead.
There's a whole lot of that going on of late. I see we don't have a name there anymore. You can't take care of your personal life. You don't need to be in a leadership position. This is true throughout all your political elected officials. I'm ashamed. Excuses, excuses, and more excuses are no excuse. We got a cell phone tower issue tonight, which some have done a little bit of homework on, some haven't. More important issues in Woodward Park. You know, the three options, of course, we already knew what it was going to be, but, you know, you could have played the part. But no. I don't understand it. I don't know why, where you can't. Can you have a vote of no confidence? Should you have a vote of no confidence? What did we elect? You know, they say the government is a reflection of the people. I do believe it now. The Republic is dying, and it's dying because we're turning into a cacistocracy. Webster's defines that as rule by the worst of the worst. It doesn't take but a little bit of poison to make a glass of water deadly. And it doesn't take but a few individuals to make a cacistocracy, because many of us remain silent. It's easier to remain silent. You know, go along to get along. Don't get everybody upset. Remember the old thing, don't talk politics. What's important? How do you keep freedom? How do you know the people that you elect? I wish to God I knew the answers, guys. I really do. I fear for my nation. Look at what they're doing now. They're going to get us in the middle of a damn World War III. And it'll come home here. In the meantime, we got champagne dreams on beer budgets. We're $33 trillion in debt. And look at the people that we have leading us. And look at the absentee. I don't know, guys. You know, for a number of years now, I've been talking about batting down the hatches because the financial crisis is coming. Well, now it's upon us. You know, inflation running, skyrocketing, interest rates skyrocketing, the housing market starting to fall. You see commercial real estate going down the hill. Better late than never. Come up to the next budget, and you know everybody's coming for it. You know everybody's coming for money. Can you hold the line this time? I don't know. What's the maximum amount you can now come to the people who are paying more and more every day of everything? We're in a world of trouble, boys, and absentee. I suggest that you do something. Fill the seat. Vote no confidence. I don't know about these people, but I'm tired of it. Boys, that's about all I can say. Thank you.
If a government claims a right, and then their claim is that they derive these rights from the people.
Right.
Well, how can people give a group rights that they don't themselves have?
To steal from each other.
Right. If we can't tax people, like I can't tax you, where exactly does government derive this right from? You realize that the goal ought to be as voluntary a society as possible. Now, how exactly you achieve that, how far you can push that is debatable, but certainly that should be the goal, that if government is providing a service for you, well then why does it need to be provided by force?